today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, Mike, that's you had a great product years ago that was like that, was Tylenol PMBM.
What?
Yeah, that's right. It didn't catch on, but Tylenol PMBM was, I didn't have all the science behind it, but I said, listen, they make sleeping pills and laxatives. Why not have a product that you can eat?
Crazy.
Right now, our listeners get a special offer. Do you think sometimes the client hears this when they send these ads to the client?
They love the personality.
Yes.
Who's doing that? Who's doing that Stamps.com commercial?
Crazy. Why don't you try that, Maddie?
Nope, not today.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
My goal last evening was to let my son stay up a little bit later than normal and and join me for a little New York Giants football.
Ooh. Nice.
Ooh. 9 out of 10 years. 9 out of 10 years, they haven't won the season opener. They suck so
you
bad.
You look better
they
than
suck
last
so
year.
Bad.
And the year before that.
But they
and
just the year before that. What is okay, NFL. Because I'm not a sport. This is not a sports talk show.
No.
No, certainly
I'm
not.
I'm a huge fan. I've done more than my share of sports interviews over the years. But when it comes to the X's and O's, I have believed with every fiber of my being that the over-analysis of pro football, the over-intellectualization of the X's and the O's is maddening to me, all right? It really, really annoys me when a game is broken down before, middle, and statistics. It's just, it takes away from the game. And then we had that news story about the commercials on the NFL telecast, where you're going to watch infinitely more television advertising than you are. And by the way, people, I love football. I love the game. I enjoy watching the game, even with all the ads. But they know that, and they're playing you. And over the years, if you went back and saw a football game in the 1960s, and you see a football game now, you'd know how they're playing that game. With that said, I just want to understand how year after year after year after year after year, the suck teams maintain their suckitude, and the great teams, the great franchises just continue. That's the frustration point for football for me.
Mike, as you know, the cream always rises to the top, which is why the head of the NFC East right now is the Washington football team.
The Washington football team, but I feel for the Washington brethren. By the way, the Washington football team, many more people know me that are fans of the Washington football team that are fans of the New York Giants football team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am pleased because I know how it must have felt to go into a season where it's lose all the time and then come away with a win. So I sit my son down last night and we begin to watch and 10
you
to
set
three,
him up
the
for
Giants
the pain?
Well,
like,
he
hey,
went to bed long before the pain.
Oh, okay.
He went to bed
long before
the pain.
What is his sort of? What is his mindset about football? Does he get excited because you're excited at least?
No. Doesn't care.
No. He's like he's excited to stay up late.
Yeah, that's
fun.
Yeah.
Candy. That's an entire different segment for me. As to how I could, I watched the Giants at my father's knee when I was 5 years old, and I seem to remember my entire childhood was Sundays watching football with my dad. I loved that. And we went to games. The Giants moved out of their stadium and into temporary digs down in New Haven, Connecticut. So we actually went to games. I threw snowballs with Richie Coleman at the Minnesota Viking in Yale Bowl, which was a great memory of mine.
Didn't he take you to see convicts play football?
What do you mean?
There was a prison game of some sort that you went and saw, I thought. Didn't he go to like a prison to see?
I went to, God, you've got a weird memory for that. That's really a, I went with my Little League football team.
Yes.
And played a game on a field at a minimum security prison.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Think that's what it was.
Wait a minute. I would give anything.
Old Parks and Rec.
To remember the details of this. But I know because you say to yourself, what could possibly go wrong
what it was,
with
Oscar,
a bunch of
was...
young boys in football jerseys with the inmates along the sideline watching the game.
Well, you didn't play against the hardened cons. They were just the spectators.
I remember one quote.
Look,
I swear to God, I remember hearing one guy say to another, I got hair on my uni just like you.
Mm. Oh,
that's what he said. Gross. I remember that. I remember that from the game. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's just a weird.
Well, because you had your pervert radar up then.
Yeah.
I have my perv radar.
Yeah.
Up.
And, but the good news is, Oscar, their team won, and everyone on the team got a carton of smokes.
Were you guys shirts or skins?
No, I don't.
Everybody was skins.
I remember we had navy blue, like dark blue jerseys
and
with
tight,
red piping.
Tight pants.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you calm down?
Gross.
Why didn't you calm down?
That is pony. Stop it.
It's too early for these type of jokes.
I know. It makes my brain hurt this early in the morning. Red piping.
I got dibs on that American kid.
On the sleeves, like the Glastonbury Tomahawks. And but, I mean, we weren't the Tomahawks, but we were the midget team. And I remember also my dad pulling me out. This is a true memory because one of our coaches said, we're going to go into the city today and I want you to beat those black and tans.
Oh my God.
That's
wow.
what he said.
Jesus
and my dad
Christ.
Pulled me out of the league. My dad, I had to quit playing football, midget football because of the coach. I remember the coach's name. I won't, in deference to his family, I won't say it right here, but it was back then. That's I'm pretty proud of that. My dad, long since gone. Mm-hmm. And,
very ahead of its time, I think, to do that.
What's that?
To have that sort of a strong attitude racism at the
like
time.
It's not like the 1800s. It's not like I'm doing, Django
not that old.
Here, for God's sake.
It was some time ago. I think it was ahead of its time. I think it was
ahead
a bold
of its
move.
Time.
Yeah, I do. As if you had
you
to.
Think Mike was a child? What
he's
era?
Sleepy.
What decade?
He's sleepy. He did. How late did you stay up last night?
I was in bed by midnight.
Okay. I was in bed by 1:30.
Mm. Okay.
I had to wind down after the game. No. I just am proud of that my dad said F you to the coach, and we don't need you around that. But that was the game. That was the league that I played. Somehow they scheduled it for a diversion for the guys that were doing light time. I know
light
it was a
time.
Minimum security. It was not a maximum
what
security.
What gets you into a minimum security? I don't know the crime
I don't
ratio.
Even remember, Oscar. Yeah. I know we probably came
but is
in
it like,
on a bus, like right to the back of the prison, right to the field, got off the bus, and... And I know there were inmates standing around.
Eyes straight.
They wanted to watch the kids play football. It was fun for them.
I'm sure they
did.
It
was. I don't know.
And then they really enjoyed the post football game dance. Yeah.
Okay, I don't. Enough of that. All right.
It was more of a cotillion, Oscar.
Enough. But
do you guys have your pen pal letters?
All right.
They hand them all out of their helmets.
Remember, I'm 17046.
5 pounds down, but still.
Congratulations,
the big old
Mike. Congratulations.
Nice. Yes.
5 pounds. You can feel 5 pounds.
Yeah.
No. Normal people can feel 5 pounds. I have to wait till 10. I have to wait till 10 where I feel a little bit of a difference. So that's that. But,
what are you doing
right
that's
direction.
Different? Are you just walking? You're moving?
I fast every day. And
you're still
what
fasting?
I fast every day. Yeah.
I thought it didn't work.
It no, it's intermittent fasting.
It's intermittent fasting. It doesn't work if you break your fast by a box of Twinkies. Oh. It doesn't work that way. But if
you got to stick to it. Yeah.
If you kind of maintain your diet, but I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about football.
Yeah.
So you remember your childhood being spent on your father's knee watching the Giants on your black and white television?
My memories could be squirrely. It could have been, what I think is five could have been nine or eight. But the bottom line is my son is seven, and I want to get him into it.
And you want to hype him up? We got any NFL music for him?
And I'm not sure how to do that. I'm not sure how to do that because he just, you know, he's not really into it. You know, and I don't know if that, you know, can but you see 7 year olds that are all totally into sports and stuff. Mm-hmm. My kid is into World War One. Mm-hmm. That's what he's into.
Well, he could be into theater. I was. So, I mean, it's
not at seven.
Well, I wasn't into sports. I was watching television and memorizing the stars' names.
Yeah, you got to correct that now, Mike. You're going to end up like a Spiewak.
Yeah,
you don't want there that. And I'm getting into it. I have to figure out. Look. He is who he is, and I'm not going to be able to force-feed anything on him.
You force anything. My parents taught us that.
You force things on a kid?
Oh, my parents taught force so much on us. Oh, God damn, it was terrible. But in the long run, I realized, Mike, it's not my choice, it's their choice. And then that's really what got me through life.
And if you push too hard, he's liable to rebel and hate it. Yeah.
Well, he did say, Dad, can we go to a game? And that's cool. That's good.
Yeah.
But on the, you know, on the magic box, there's just so much distraction. You know, speaking of the NFL again, and the telecast last night, and I don't know where, I guess they pulled these guys off of the college games.
New squad.
But
yeah.
It was the new breed of NFL analyst that literally has explosive diarrhea of the mouth from kickoff till the very end. What happened to the days of letting the game speak for itself? Yeah. Why do you have to run your mouth from literally, if you listen to this guy, it was manic coverage of this whole thing. And it sucks when your team's losing and you have to have listen to a color analyst from the college side going,
they're nervous they're going to lose the job. They're nervous.
It was just a one off. So the college game day team did
that. Send that guy back to college game day or whatever that college, that douche.
He can go work with Lou Holtz.
Oh, horrible.
My clock
I take Lou Holtz over this guy last night.
What does your clock say? Mine just blanked on me.
2 hours and 37 minutes.
Yes.
Feels like it.
No, 10 minutes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So I'm listening to that. And then the drive. 19 plays, ladies and gentlemen. 19 plays. I think something along the lines of 81 yards. Daniel Jones moving the Giants through the Pittsburgh steel curtain defense. And then second down on the 4 yard line, rubbing my hands together, waiting for the Giants to get back into this game. And Daniel Jones, heir to Eli Manning, proves once again that he's Daniel Jones. Look, there's a short shelf life in the NFL, and I think the problem these teams get into is when they wait and wait and wait and wait. I'm telling you, any more moves
you're
like this...
You're saying he's a dirtbag?
I'm saying he has the potential to be a dirtbag.
Okay.
I'm saying he has the potential to never, ever have situational awareness. He constantly doesn't know when they're coming to get him. And that was all last season, where he had moments of brilliance, but then he'd be just like, D-ay!
Is his play as bland as his name? Dan Jones?
The whole thing is bland. And he's got the Eli look, too, whether they were...
It's an open mouth.
Like that.
But he doesn't have the Eli pedigree. So at least with Eli, you're like, well, there's got to be that DNA.
Yeah, Eli had the Eli pedigree, really.
Nobody lost a couple Super Bowls.
I know, but still.
Multiple times.
He wasn't the best Manning.
No,
he was not the best Manning, but also, it's
a Duke Blue Devil, Mike. I'm sworn to hate him as a Maryland Terp.
Yeah, well, I mean, also not exactly known for their elite college quarterbacks either.
No, no.
You know, you can't coming spell into the elite NFL, without Eli, though. It's true.
Is there a chance you could not talk maybe for the rest of the show? I want to kill you already. And it's like 12 minutes in, and
that's
you're
so
just
sad.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't know what it is about you today, but you're
well, what about betting,
driving me nuts.
Betting against your team, Mike? I know that's probably not appropriate, but if my bookie, we bet against them, then we'll be happy either
way. By the
way.
No, I'm not that emotionally wrapped up where I have to do that.
What if I bet against the Giants?
No.
You'll make a fortune.
No, that's not funny. You'll make a lot of money. You will make a lot of money.
Funny. Now I have to bet. Right.
I told you about my pool that I'm in, right? My 32.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Well, the team that played the Bears, the Detroit Lions, didn't score 32 points. But any team that plays the Bears, if they rack it up to 32 points, you can tell, very obscure number in the NFL. Very rare to have any team get 32 points. So that's,
did the money roll over?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't think anybody. Well, you can look at the scores and see if any.
Well, I don't know if you get like a text or an email blast that says, hey, Tommy won the
I don't know either because I'm new to it. I'm not quite sure. But the long and short of this is I would get a lot of pleasure out of my son being more into it, but I don't want to push to the level where this is nothing that I need him to do. Piano is what I force him to do.
Yes.
Because, and by the way, the worm might be turning on the piano because he seems to be more into it. When he came and he played for us the other day,
that's
a new thing that he likes to do that. But with sports, if he's a sports fan, he's a sports fan. I'd like to nudge him in that direction or present scenarios where, and I know that there are fathers out there, including Rob's best buddy, who I believe has raised his son to be a huge football fan.
Absolutely. Mickey.
I'd love to know, is it organic? Is it the passion of the dad? Or
Honestly, judge yourself or your son because sports have been such a cluster F, especially for the beginning of the second quarter of the year, that now you've got the NBA Finals, you've got the U.S. Open, you've got whatever golf has to offer, you've got the NFL. I mean, just this past Sunday had so many major sports events going on that,
I will tell you this, now.
We'll miss it later.
I will tell you this, that, the opener for your team in the NFL, which
is different. I get that.
It's a little different, but not so different that I wasn't into it. But as soon as the concert starts, as it were, as soon as the, Aerosmith takes the stage, it immediately you begin to kind of the excitement diminishes and you look around the stadium and it's just a weird world that we live in. Yeah.
I've been exposed to the fanless stadiums. Well, yes, it wasn't completely fanless, but most stadiums.
Yeah.
As my mom loves el football, not Americano, but football, regular soccer.
Yes.
And they threw caution to the wind in Spain, I would say 4 months ago, and we've been blasting and watching. I've been just watching these huge soccer stadiums, these pitches, just completely empty, right? And at first, you're like watching Barcelona.
Well, they didn't. Then they were cautious. You said they threw caution to the wind,
and
I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
I know you're a foreigner.
They erred on the side of caution. That's probably the best way to say it.
Okay, well, not in their bars, though. Spain apparently is problematic with
passionate people.
Watering holes.
But with soccer, with at least watching Barcelona, you're sitting there, you're like, man, it's so weird to see Messi out there, and nobody's in the stands. Nobody.
Yeah.
We have sports. We can watch it on television, but it is not. The idea of sport is a coliseum full of people.
Yeah.
That's it.
I want to see the cutaways to the guys just completely fanned up or hammered or, the perv cameraman that still goes after the Pamela Andersons and the crew. And they're like, fan shot. As they go to commercial. I miss
the guy that's way up over the portal and his only job is to find hot girls in the crowd. That's what he does. Yeah.
That's what we want. We want that. I mean, that is would you agree that element far more significant than maybe even knew.
The FOMO factor is gone because you're like, I should have gone to the game. Whoa, can't go. Yeah. Doing what everybody else
is doing. That diminishes it a little bit. That diminishes it. The piped in, there's a big debate, of course, about the piped in crowd noise in the NFL. Whether they like that or they don't like that.
I know it's on television. Do they pipe it into the stadium for the players too? They do? So I guess that is that, because I couldn't imagine if you're accustomed to playing in front of 100,000 people every Sunday to walk into a dead silent room, that's got to be weird.
It's a little strange. It's a little strange. We'll have a news you may not need story today about coaches and masks and seeing the protocols they're putting in and seeing empty stadiums.
Yeah.
And then seeing a president of the United States go out to an indoor rally in Nevada.
That is
where people aren't wearing. What the F? I mean, really, what the F? What is the, how about that? Now I'm not talking about whether it's safe, stupid, or whatever. Now I'm double standard time. So it's okay for you to do that and put your fans. And by the way, go watch a rally now and see the cell phones come up. Like seriously, Justin Bieber is up on the stage. It's a cult of personality. Anybody doesn't know that is, that's where it is. But it's just, that pisses me off after I'm sitting there going, all right, I'm watching the game and, people are, the NFL is just absolutely doing an amazing job, as all the leagues have done, with amazing effort being put forward. And then the middle finger from the highest office in the land saying, it doesn't matter for me. It doesn't apply to me. It's so friggin' ridiculous.
It really is. We all agree on that. Absolutely, Mike. As far as sports go, baseball is still the eeriest.
Yeah.
I like the way they're shooting the field in these games, the NFL games, because it's low enough where sometimes they have tarps on there. You're like, maybe the first section's tarped out.
Tight shots where you can almost, for a few plays, not even know.
No.
Yeah. Not even
baseball,
know. But baseball,
forget about it.
No, because baseball, every shot is usually, you get a tight shot of the pitcher occasionally, but even then you see the crowd. But behind home plate, the standard, getting ready to pitch the ball, it's just weird. I got so pissed after watching an empty stadium and then watching the news about that rally. And it's like, you're above it? You're above it. You're going to get sick. I mean, it's just, the odds are there. And I heard today, worship services are maybe 16 times more likely to catch the COVID if you go to church inside and do that. It's just, but yet we have people that do it still. And I guess it's the NFL. You got to pay attention to these rules. But the leader of the free world doesn't have to.
It's a weird time with me. I'm sure. Look, I want to. I hope. I pray that it doesn't connect with as many people as sometimes it seems like it does.
Right. What do you
mean? That's why we have to vote now, Mike. Vote now. Because just when I think I'm like, oh, no way he's going to be reelected, our current president. I start looking at my feed and I'm like, don't get cocky. We got to vote. We have to vote.
Would you say it's safe to say if we in your world working on that other show that you work on, that do you get a sense of people that
we don't talk about this at all?
But do you overhear guys on the...
Nobody talks about it.
I mean, there are obviously some people that are Trumpers.
Yeah, but we don't have as many people that come out, if anybody, for that matter. So it's just the three of us for the most part.
All right. So and you guys don't talk about it anymore?
No.
Yeah.
All right. I just wonder why... I just don't want... It's so hard for me to understand.
It's a weird mindset, and I think it's a wiring that we don't have. About being contrarian
but even if you don't care, if you're I know people are going to be pissed off. Look, if vote the way you're going to vote, vote. Right. I implore everybody to do that.
No. You say that. This is my show. Vote blue.
Okay.
Yes, vote for the Giants.
But also, if Mike and I are aligned here, Rob's going Trump, so it's fine.
Yeah, of course.
So I would like to sit down, not right now. I don't have the bandwidth to deal with this, and say, look, explain to me why you're okay now with wearing masks, kind of, but you weren't early on. Explain to me now why you can believe it's a virus, but you weren't early on because the president said it was a hoax. But then you realize, you find out he knew, but you're okay with him knowing because he was trying to protect us by not telling us.
Well, he didn't want panic.
But even after people kind of knew, he still didn't tell us. He still kind of brushes it off and plays it down. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm going to make it more simple than that. I'm a sports fan watching my favorite football team in an empty stadium where they have to pipe in crowd noise, and then I turn off the game and I watch the news and I see a rally inside where a few thousand people, I don't know what the total number was, are inside without wearing masks.
Mike,
something's wrong with the world here.
Well, also, if you sued the president, you think he's going to be they go to a rally, his supporters, somebody gets sick, something happens, and they sue the president. You think they have a shot?
I don't think all these people that go to these rallies are mindless. I think these people are playing the odds to support their fangirl. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they love their man so much.
I agree.
They're doing this because he struck a chord in them, and this tiny little group, because that's the base compared to the rest of the country, are doing this to please their master. It's terrifying if you think about it. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely terrifying.
We've seen it as a case study with your governor. I mean, it's I'll do this to please the big guy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's what it is.
But they know it's real. They have to know
it's
real.
Of course.
And that their odds, you know, that if they go into a closed room without masks, they're going to get it. But that doesn't matter. What I'm like, you're getting an institution like the National
the
Football
NFL's
League.
Not doing it because they don't want to put people's lives in danger, but I also don't want to get sued.
But there are also stadiums where there were some people, right?
Yeah,
but some people,
it's like 17,000 compared to 67,000.
Right.
Social distancing. Yeah, they spread them out.
And Mike, look, I'm only scratching the surface here, but I've learned so much just listening to, and we've talked about them before, the Lincoln Project podcast, about politics and how this how it's
all
how
years
it works.
Working with me, you never learned anything, and you finally get a few suits that come in from your reformed Republicans, and now,
Mike,
you're paying attention.
They're actually players and have done this. You
but
worked
we have
on
learned-
one what is it, Ted Kennedy campaign with a cup of coffee. Like, how am
good
I supposed to take your
we learned from you Mike, know? We've learned to check your
memory.
Address when you order a magnet. Make sure you send the right address. This is what we've learned.
I am my politics.
The guys from the Lincoln Project are king makers.
Right. I want to know. I want to understand. I want to get my head around it. I still don't understand that.
Well,
and that scares me.
Get involved. Get involved.
What do you mean? Get involved what? What do you mean get
like,
involved?
Educate yourself.
No, I don't
about
think
what?
Educating
about
him
why
is going
people
to
don't wear masks at a Trump rally? The f*** am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, Mike, educate yourself. Go to the rally and ask questions.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm not even in kindergarten with that yet.
Not even with kindergarten.
Go NFL, empty stadiums, go to a rally,
well,
come
me,
on in, lick your neighbor's ear.
But rub me equally as bad was this morning's, like I, you know, I wake up and I ask Google to give me the news, so it just reads me the news as I'm getting ready for the day.
Yeah.
And
Good morning, Oscar.
The idea that he's at a press, like basically, not even a rally, but talking about the environment and how science could be wrong about what's happening in California.
As California's burning,
yeah,
I saw that too.
Yeah.
I'm so done. I'm so ready for November. It's just, it's, please vote.
Who says, I don't know about science?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as the leader of the free world.
And here's, can I say one last thing about this? And now I'm going to piss people off by saying this.
Fine.
Because you look at those rallies after all this stuff he does, right? He runs around. And then you look at them and they're having the best goddamn time.
Yeah.
Have you seen some of those boat parades? Have you seen some of those rallies? They have one down here in Fort Myers. Oh, the boys went. They had a great time. They had a fantastic time.
The boat parades are great unless your boat sinks. And that happens a lot.
Yeah, that's difficult. It's right. What were you going to say, Oscar?
Well, I have friends that, I guess it was a boat rally in Lake Havasu or Arizona somewhere this past weekend.
Lake Havasu.
And I sat there and I was like, And what I don't see, and look, I'm not, again, La Raza guy. Like, I have to see my Latinos there.
Yeah.
But everybody I see, and I know we're a minority still, I just don't see, like, even in, and these are private threads. This isn't like a public event. These are people that I just happen to have been friends with in the past or acquaintances. So we are Facebook friends. And I see this whole rally. I'm like, it's not even a single, like, black person. Not a white person. I mean, I'm sorry, not a Latino. They're just all white people.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they have a rally for Latinos? You know?
I'm telling you my personal, like, I'm looking at my feed.
I know. I just
and I'm looking around and I'm like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Like, wouldn't you want to look around and be like, are we being inclusive here with anything? Like, what are we missing?
Yeah, oh, I think you're missing the big elephant in the room. A lot of people would say that he taps into, he's just like us. He hates them just like us. I think that might be
the
key to the kingdom.
That is the way they can phrase it, where it is not hateful. He's just like us. But right under the surface is that second thing that you said. He hates them just like us. Them. It's a lot based on them.
He doesn't like them. And he never has.
No,
I bet those conversations. And he never has. God love him.
And he never will.
God love him. You can't rent this apartment. Yeah. Yeehaw. Yeehaw.
Them.
Yeah. This has depressed me. The Giants' loss has depressed
me. Giants.
Yes. Yeah.
We will have sunshine this morning in Florida, though.
Nice.
Great, Mike.
Until more storms come in. FML. And let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, Mike. Hello, fellas. Everybody's here. Freddie. Tom. Good to see you, Mike.
How are you, Mo?
All right. You got everything you want? The chef cooked for you special. The dancers will kick your tongue out and your credit is good. Drug chips for everybody in the room so they can play in the house.
My credit good enough to buy you out?
Buy me out.
The casino. The hotel. The Corleone family wants to buy you out.
The Corleone family wants to buy me out? No. I buy you out. You don't buy me out.
Your casino loses money. Maybe we can do better.
You think I'm skimming off the top, Mike?
You're unlucky.
I do you a favor and take Freddie in when you're having a bad time, and then you try to push me out.
Wait a minute. You took Freddie in because the Corleone family bankrolled your casino because the Molinari family on the coast guaranteed his safety. Now, we're talking business. Let's talk business.
Yeah, let's talk business, Mike. First of all, you're all done. The Corleone family don't even have that kind of muscle anymore. The Godfather is sick, right? You're getting chased out of New York by Barzini and the other families. What do you think is going on here? You think you can come to my hotel and take over? I talked to Barzini. I can make a deal with him and still keep my hotel.
Is that why you slapped my brother around in public?
Oh, no, that was nothing, Mike.
Shut up, Freddie.
Mo didn't mean nothing.
He's smart.
Sure, he flies off the handle once in a while, but Mo and me were good friends, right, Mo, huh?
I got a business to run. I got to kick asses sometimes to make it run right. We had a little argument, Freddie and I, so I had to straighten him out.
You straightened my brother out.
He was banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. Players couldn't get a drink at the table. What's wrong with you?
I leave for New York tomorrow. Think about a price.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Mo Green.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Oh, you made a big mistake, Mo Green. You're going to get a shot in the eye.
He's no good, Mr. Mo Green.
Oh, Mo Green, you with the big talk. You got to be heavy. You get a massage, they shoot you right through the glasses. Oh, you're going to be in a big trouble, Mo Green. You better keep it in your pants, Mo Green. You're going to be good. You're going to be dead the same day everybody else is dead. And Mike, you're going to be in church, and you're going to be getting everybody.
Anyway, we are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Heard everywhere. Clarence, New York. Gallup, New Mexico. Hold on. Gallup, New Mexico. Sorry.
I like that. I can't do that.
Hickory, Virginia. See, I thought Hickory was in Indiana, where Hoosiers was shot.
I think there's a couple Hickories.
Do you have nails? Okay. How did you do that? Oh, I can't do that.
His nails grow. I trimmed him.
I got a lame duck. Lame dog.
Vernon Township, New Jersey. Visby, Sweden. Longy Drive in Somerville, North Carolina. The Mike O'Mara Show is on there.
Hi, Grease.
Brought to you by Best Fiends. I bet you've seen everything on TV, right? Right? You've streamed all the things and you've binged all the bingeables. You're bored. Boo. How do you beat the boredom? Just do what Rob Spiewak does. Play Best Fiends, the free-to-download puzzle game. Unlike your favorite streaming platform, there's no end in sight. Best Fiends has literally thousands of levels with more added all the time. It just keeps going and going and going. Well, you get the point, right, Rob?
Mike, I almost called you last night. As I was listening to music, I cracked level 300. Oh, my God.
The level is called This Is Madness, and you have to defeat 8 slugs and 4 ring-like things. And I figured out the secret, Oscar.
What's that?
Focus on the mushrooms.
That's what my wife always said to me. Best Fiends is the binge-worthy mobile puzzle game with over 100 million downloads and counting. It's free to download, has literally millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. More levels, events, and challenges added all the time. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the Eye, Best Fiends.
It's a great game. Great game. Oscar.
Fast fact. Mike, this is, I know that we came off the open of the show, and I don't want to get too into politics, but I think it's important that we talk about this. That the idea that we'll have a new president on November, at the end of November 3rd, election day, and I think we should prepare for this. It's going to take about 10 days or roughly 2 weeks to figure out like who actually won the election. And it's important, at least from
because you're predicting he will contest the results regardless?
No. Because of the way that we're voting this year with the absentee ballots and mail-in. Yeah.
Right.
So what I didn't realize is that if you vote in person, those get counted first, and then they go to the ballots afterwards. I thought the absentee ballots go in as they come in real time, depending on your state, and then they just tally what comes in after the fact.
Right. This is educational. I'm glad you're talking about this.
So I listened to one of the episodes of the Lincoln Project, and they actually laid out that I think that's really why I like the podcast. It's like, it's super educational, even if you're not into it. I was like, okay, I didn't know that. I thought if I sent my absentee ballot in, it gets like,
counted right
off
away, exactly,
and into the system. No. So the way, at least even the parties are divided, is the idea that Democrats will have more absentee ballots only leads to the theory, or really the hypothesis, that when election day is over, it'll look like the electoral map is completely red. And then it'll take roughly 7 days or 10 days or maybe even 2 weeks for all of the ballots to be accounted for.
So
and then
election
it'll
night
slowly
coverage won't be as important or
well,
accurate.
Well, it's going to be important. What's important now is that we have to start educating people to realize that we're likely not going to have the outcome of the election on election night.
Okay.
And what this also, and you feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, because you probably know more about this than I do. All joking aside,
I'm just wallowing in a moment of depression hearing about this, because it really is, I'm not prepared to dispute anything you're saying, and it just worries the hell out of me.
Don't worry, Mike, and here's why. No matter what happens, he's still going to be president until Inauguration Day.
Yeah, it's really a push, right?
Yeah.
We just don't know. And what the working theory is that since that is the case, and it's most likely that way, that the Republicans will are more likely to vote in person day of.
Yes.
That if those votes go for Donald Trump, which they likely will, of those active voters, then it'll look like Donald Trump has won the election early on.
That's a scenario. You don't know whether that's going to happen.
But I'm preparing for the scenario, right?
Right, right.
Like, right. What happened last election day, you and I? We were texting at 2 a.m. back and forth. Because you were like, I can't believe this happened. And I was like, don't worry about it. We'll get him next time. You know, no big deal. Mike was right. I was wrong.
You mean the night that I, on Facebook, posted We Are S?
Yes. And I called you and said, hey.
You called me that night?
Yeah. I said, probably not.
You called me that morning, I remember.
You took the post. You might have taken it down.
It might have been about a roughly a 6 a.m. call that was,
we're not doing a show today.
My father died and I did a show.
I know. Yeah.
So I guess
pulled it together. You did a show. You did it.
That is one scenario.
It,
yeah.
Right. It could happen.
If we prepare for it, two things. We prepare the public for the idea that, it would not be, I would say, outside of the president's character to to as the if this happens, if he looks like he's won the election on election night, and not really factoring the fact that the majority of Americans have probably voted by mail, that he could, as the days go by, create a scenario and really a theme of the elections being stolen. Something to think about.
Oh. How depressing is this?
Well, the fact
is
that
is it honey bun time? I've got
not, it's not honey bun time.
I wish
time
I had a box of them right now. Mm. I really do.
Remember, Mike, our new motto, honey bun 2021.
Okay, interrupter. All right, very good. I just wish that this has gotten me into a you put me in a real funk. Stop listening to the Lincoln Project podcast.
Mandate!
Stop it.
Cut him off.
How many years is our boy over here not giving a rat's ass about politics, and now we get the Lincoln Project, and he's all in. He had an epiphany with this podcast.
Mm.
Well, these guys are brilliant, but they also make the complicated palatable. And that's what I think is the magic of the Lincoln Project.
But it's also no one knows for sure.
No one knows.
I haven't gotten my absentee ballot in Florida yet for the election.
Neither has my mom in Maryland. And we were two weeks ago.
By the way, my question would be, and if you see one of these guys wandering the hallway at Podcast Village in Washington, D.C., ask them if I've signed up to get an absentee vote by mail ballot, does that supersede me from changing my mind and deciding to vote in person?
I'm not sure if you saw my group text or might have been a personal text. I got confirmation from the head cheese over there that he would like to come on. And we can do a special. We can do whatever
please
you want.
Do. Please
we can work that out.
I'd love to have him on this show. I would like to make it available to our listeners.
Yeah.
That's a question I would like to have. But then again, there are lots of people that are helpful out there that, from both parties probably, letting you know how you can vote at the same time. So I don't want to talk about this anymore because otherwise it's going to put me into
I'm sorry for not...
You've depressed me.
Funny, Mike, but I figured we'd take a moment.
The map is going to be red. That will be in my brain all day today. That will be all day. I'm going to do a palate cleanser. We have to break anyway. When we come back, tacos. Tacos. I'm going to get the menu. I found a place, and you'll never believe where it is.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@michaelmerrisshow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Thank you, Winslow. If you want to be a talking head, remember, shoot me an email. That's Rob with two B's, ROBB@MichaelMerrisShow.com. Include your contact information. I think the talking head has been one of the greatest revelations of this show in a long time.
We had a great pick last week, coming off a high note. We'll see what we come up with this week.
We've had people that have approached Henry Kissinger on Blow. We've had college professors. We've had people that curate museums. We have all comers on the TMOS Talking Head, so make sure you join us. We do appreciate it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, your friend and mine, Mike O'Mara. What's the matter?
I'm just having a bad day.
Aww.
Depressed. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Sleep Number. Right now, quality sleep is more important than ever. That's why you need Sleep Number. You spend a third of your life in bed, and one of the most overlooked solutions for sleeping better is your mattress.
Mm. Yes.
Did you know that 83% of couples sleep too hot or too cold? The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed creates your own personal microclimate to keep you blissfully asleep all night. The new smart 3D fabric is up to 50% more breathable than other mattresses for a cooler sleep surface. Man, does that apply to me down here in FLA.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Compared to the average sleeper, Sleep Number bed owners enjoy almost an hour's more sleep per night. I am sleeping so well on my Sleep Number 360. It is spectacular. A great day starts the night before. I just know I love my Sleep Number bed, period.
Yeah.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Nope, check that, 75. Carlos, okay. I don't know. I don't pay attention anymore. I'm just happy on my side. I think she's about a 65, always.
Live and let live. Yeah. You know, 65 is good.
It's the best. Really, this is a great bed. You got to try the new temperature balancing Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Save up to $1,000 on a new 360 smart bed plus smart adjustable base. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Just make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Yes.
All right. You know what? Beware of the island cart that Carla has now with all of her esthetician stuff.
Ooh.
And I'm like, where's the menu from that restaurant that we like so bad, that new place?
Yeah.
And I'm not even, now I don't even know the
What's
name called, of the place.
Mike? What's it called?
It's, I don't, it's not, it's probably not going to have a website.
Are you cheating on Iguana Mia?
Not technically.
No.
Well, no, we've eaten at a Cuban joint and a Mexican joint. Yep. We just have Iguana Mia is an indoor sit down primarily restaurant. So unless you're going to get pure takeout,
I always told my Cuban girlfriend, I didn't cheat on her. She's Puerto Rican.
I'm going to call her.
I always said that to her.
You're calling
cool
Carla?
She was always cool with it, you know?
So what, you have like a rolling cart in the middle of your kitchen, like as an island or?
No, it's just she next to her little tiny girl desk has the this stainless steel thing with these little plastic trays, and it's where she hides everything.
Sure.
And, you know, and she is, it's what, everything is wonderful. As she cleans, she straightens up. We had this menu right in the middle of the dining room table, which is really not a dining room table because we don't have a formal dining room. That would be in here.
Ha ha.
Your studio.
Where I'm speaking to you from right now. But she put it away. And
in your kitchen, Mike.
Thing.
Yes. Do you have a junk drawer? Because when we grew up, we had like a junk drawer, and that's where like menus and books of matches and,
yeah, I think
and screwdrivers.
Has, I
and
hope
stuff.
Everybody has a junk drawer.
We don't have one anymore because we don't have an extra drawer. So
no,
we don't
here
have
it is. We would have one if I had any control over my house. I have my drawer. It's
right.
Got a couple of screwdrivers and some sunglasses and a golf repair tool or two and last time I checked, 1,637 Allen wrenches.
Mm. It's hard to find
from
a good
various
Allen wrench.
Projects. Yeah, Allen wrenches suck ass.
Those kits.
But anyway, getting back to this, the reason I mentioned this place, we had tacos last night, tacos from a gas station.
Mm.
And this place has been revered around the area. And I know that there are other people around the country that have these little places that pop up in convenience stores or gas stations. And this place is the bomb. And you can, and this speaks to all those television shows you see where you can get spectacular food.
Wawa?
It is not. What? No, stop it. Oh. It's not. This is an independently run Mexican eatery that's inside of
I've
a,
heard of
like
it.
A BP gas station.
Okay, that's all I
it's
need
called
to know.
It's called Mexon.
L what? What is it? What is it? What are you going to call it?
Mexon.
L what? What?
What about
Mexon?
What about 76? Mike, I'm looking
Mexon.
For, I'm looking
I'm
for the
sorry.
Best gas station tacos in Fort Myers on the old Google.
I bet that auto completes.
I've got a Shell and a 76 come up.
Ooh, a 76 right. is a good guess. That's a good outfit. Spirit of 76.
I'm gonna call Carla right now, and I'm gonna do "Mommy Dearest."
I've got
it's
a
done, Joan.
Fuel up 5 gas station food
Listen
finds
up.
In Fort Myers.
Hold on. Anyway.
Hello.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you get me the menu I'm entitled to?
I found it.
No, stop it. Quiet. What?
What do you need?
And we need the menu for that place because I'm talking about the fact that we ate gas station tacos and it's extremely interesting to the show. And you put it in your magic drawer where you hide everything that I can't find.
I told you it was in the island drawer.
I couldn't find it. I need help.
It
That's what I was trying to end
it.
Oh, she look, she's here. Look, come here. Look at this. Is that feedback? Come around the corner. Look at Mrs. O'Mara's doing her exercise.
The call is coming from
come
within
here.
The room.
Right. Don't wish for it. Her T-shirt says, "Don't wish for it. Work for it."
Nice.
You yeah. Thank you. Bye. All right.
Is that T-shirt
Thanks.
Referring to the menu?
Is it called Taqueria Celaya?
No, it's Taco Vasquez.
Oh, damn it.
Taco Vasquez, authentic Mexican food made fast. Dine in, take out. I think they have a few tables in there. And man, oh man, was it fantastic.
Oh my God, TripAdvisor has this thing as 5 stars.
Wow.
Are you lying?
No, I'm serious. I'm on right
now.
Yeah.
You found it?
I found it.
How did you find it?
It's it's something called the internet, and then I went to Google and I wrote in great gas station tacos in Fort Myers, and like 5 places pop up.
Really?
Yeah, and your place is on there. It's a 5-star Mexican food and a gas station. It says the best Mexican food even outside a gas station.
How does it mention what the gas station is, and does it rank their gas?
No, it doesn't. There is no mention of the gas station.
It's got over 30 reviews, but it's got 17 excellent reviews.
It's really good. It's really, really good. And they got a great deal, too. One of their deals is like you get 8 tacos for like
Taco Vasquez has 2 locations, this one and a
8 hard tacos, $7.99.
And that's a deal.
A deal. A little north on the west side of 41 in the Chevron station.
There you go. Don't tell everybody. Chevron. It's fantastic. And they have breakfast burritos, too.
Don't tell everybody.
I might roll down there for breakfast. And I mean, it's really breakfast. I do. I'm hungry. I hit my last meal was at 4 o'clock yesterday. Maybe like 3:45.
No, I can't.
Hard to tell you're hungry, Mike, when you're looking at a menu like it's a Playboy magazine.
Yeah, yeah. Can't wait to get personal with this later.
Remember those days, gang? Yeah. Remember those days? Yeah. Yes, sirree. We did it like that. Anyway, tacos, clean the palate. I don't have to think about that red map that I'll be thinking about now all day after Oscar said that. I'm so depressed. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun. Rob has a review. I have a TV click to click.
Oh, good.
And we will be steering you in the right direction with your TV viewing habits right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Can you hear me?
We dedicate this one with peace and love to the masses, especially to Ernie in Desert Green.
Oh, love.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Shout out to my homie from Nevada.
Ow. We got the Wappies winning ass picks.
Thursdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Winning ass podcast.
I said certified freak. 7 days a week.
Along with the Merle, the Carrie, and the Diamond Pick of the Week.
Winning ass picks!
Don't make your picks until you check in with Nikki.
TMOS, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Light him up!
We out, y'all.
Wow. They're getting better and better. Man, fantastic. That's our show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. There's a bit of fall in the air. I know you guys are enjoying it up there. There's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. If you spend all day staring at a screen, you forget about the warmth, the brilliance, the connection. Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. Enter Solo Stove. We all got them. We all love them. Solo Stove creates the moments with stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, no campfire smell on your clothes and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. Solo Stove. Remember that name, please. Products are available and portable and built to last. Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat that. Want to go out in your backyard? You got a little space that you said, hey, let's have a little bonfire back there. Take your Solo Stove down and get rocking with it. It's fantastic.
The beauty of it is that the minute it comes out of the box, you're impressed at how solid it feels.
Mm.
It is just a solid stainless steel thing. You can go from box to a roaring fire in 10 minutes. It's easy. Lovely.
It's great. Easy to light. And remember that warranty as well. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. And we appreciate their business. Thank you, Solo Stove. Isn't it fun when we get to advertise a really cool product?
Yeah. Love
get
it.
To
so
try
cool.
it out, too. Yeah. I love that. It's fantastic. Okay, so let's get to the TV reviews. You wanted to talk about Bill and Ted that you saw.
Excellent.
I wouldn't watch that. On a bet, you would have a gun to my head. I'd still try to make an argument.
Did you watch the first one?
No, never part of the franchise.
The second one was a big letdown. The first one I liked. It broke when I was in high school, or I think maybe right when I started college, and I enjoyed it. It was silly, it was a lot of fun. And you know what? I was in a mood on Saturday night. I wanted to watch something silly, so I popped the money and I watched it. And I really liked it. I think it's a good movie for these times. You're not going to learn anything from it, but you've got a funny story. And I'm a sucker for time travel movies, like Back to the Future and stuff like that. Bill and Ted keep meeting themselves at different times. And I think they do a great job
Mike,
with it.
I didn't like it either.
Sorry, that was rude. That was very rude.
It's okay.
It does look like, you know what? It looked like a bigger budget film than I expected it to look like.
It was massive. It was supposed to be in theaters.
It was supposed to be in theaters. I think that they're both still appealing.
Before you continue, can I tell you why I have it? I think I have my problem with Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
And once again, working on the old memory banks here, I think I perceived, we're talking 90s, correct? Bill and Ted's
89
Excellent Adventure?
Is the first, 93 89. Is the first one. 93 is the first one, I think.
Early.
I always perceived the Bill and Ted franchise as a Fast Times ripoff of Jeff Spicoli.
I can
always.
See that.
Yeah, it's
a second deal.
A miss. It's a complete misunderstanding on your end.
Because, it is?
Yes, because Fast Times was a coming of age, like on many different levels, like high school, R-rated right. comedy.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted's Great Excellent Adventure was just a goofy, like stoner.
But Spicoli was the stoner.
Yeah, okay, but.
And I didn't need anybody to try to reinvent it.
He was only a facet of Fast Times.
Yeah.
And also, I misspoke. It was 89. It was 1989 the first one came out.
I remember watching it when I was a kid. I was like, this is the coolest movie in the world because they're traveling through time. Right?
Yeah.
That's about it. And then I, as an adult, I spent my hard-earned adult money on the first week it came out, because that's what I do because I'm a rube. And I said, Shannon, let's watch Bill and Ted's Excellent... Well, new, whatever the sequel
Face the
is
Music.
Called. Face the Music.
Yeah.
And 15 minutes in, she said, what happened? I said, I don't know. This is the worst $30 or whatever it cost we've ever spent on a pay-per-view.
I think you went in with the wrong frame of mind. I think
I
you need to go
to
in and check your mind at the door and have a good time.
I can't just check my mind. It's what I live with.
Is it all pot-based?
By the way, the original. I'm going back to the original.
Yeah.
Is it pot humor? Is it a lot of pot
humor? You know what?
Humor?
That's the weird thing is that it's kind of like on Scooby-Doo, you have to assume that Shaggy is high all the
because
time.
Of the way they talk.
They never show him smoking or doing anything. It's the same way.
Okay.
Bill and Ted all don't right. smoke or drink, but they certainly appear to be stoned all the time. They might just be stupid.
Right. So
but
like
I liked
this,
it. Thumbs up. Yeah, I like the franchise.
What's the title of this one called?
Bill and Ted Face the Music.
And they're like 60-year-old guys now, like traveling in time.
Yes.
Right? I like it when the original cast comes back because I feel like if you haven't seen them and they weren't working actors. Like, and I'll give you an example. And spoiler alert, if you're watching Cobra Kai or have not watched Cobra Kai, take 30 seconds off this show and then come right back or just go, nah, 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 so you don't hear it. So at the end of Cobra Kai, there's a teaser that the new season's coming back and it looks like Elizabeth Shue may be coming back to the next season in the series.
Love Elizabeth
right?
Shue.
So I know Elizabeth Shue is still a big star. We all know this.
Sure.
So for her to come back, that's like you got to be something. There's got to be something special because she wasn't there for the first two seasons.
Right.
And then the other is I like seeing these 80s actors working again when if you look at their IMDb, it's like 30 years of nothing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, right. Now that's not the case for Keanu Reeves, but the rest of that cast, please.
Well,
we haven't
seen
him in forever.
Alex Winter, who played Bill, actually took acting lessons because he hadn't done a movie in so long. He wanted to remember how to do what he needed to do. Which is really kind of duh. I agree.
I'm sorry,
played a stoner.
But to Oscar's point, it has been a while.
I see Alex Winter, and thank you for getting his name. I see that and I'm like, good for him.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to watch the rest
Johnny
of this movie.
he doesn't photograph well, though.
The camera goes right through him. All right. Listen, here's another pick to click while you're... So Rob likes Bill and Ted.
Yeah,
And check it out. Good diversion. I'm not going to give this 5 stars. I'm going to give this, though, a recommendation that I couldn't take my eyes off it because it was beautifully done. And that was the Netflix series Away. With Hilary Swank playing the commander of a mission to Mars.
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 I've watched it, Mike. I've watched it.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
I thought it was really amazingly well done. I thought it was terrific.
Big stars again. Hillary Swank is still a big star in my eyes.
And sure. She still knows how to carry a movie.
Yes.
She knows how to do that. She's got the factor.
Shannon will find a series and hide it from me because she thinks when I catch her watching or binging a series, I think it's lazy. So she'll hide it from me. She'll hide that she's watching it. Like she'll
Why does she hide? Because she wants to knock it out before you know about it? Or what? You don't want to share?
No.
All I want to do is share when I have a series.
It's not I don't want to share. Okay, I'm going to sound like a monster, but fine. I'll just tell you.
Here we go.
Oscar,
go
you are not a monster.
So, if I turn on my Netflix feed, she for years now, we've been married, almost 4 years. She's always just used my feed. Even when we started dating, she used my Netflix password. So my entire feed is messed up. It's always Vampire Diaries or something. They're always the algorithm is messed up. It's over.
I was going to say, the demographic is not yours.
Yeah, so it's pissed me off for 7 years, right? It's different. So... Thanks, Rob. But fine. I gave up on that a long time ago. I don't have my own feed. We share
it.
So I'll go on and I'll look at a feed, like a series that just came out, let's say Away, and I'll see all 9 episodes are gone. Like she's watched them all.
She snuck away and watched them.
Yeah. And I'm like, you watched 9 episodes of Away? There is so much work to do. When are you doing this?
I get it though. What he's talking about, if someone's sharing your feed and really Carla is not active on Netflix at all.
Right.
So I don't have to deal with that because Dateline's not on Netflix. So I'm fine with it. Wow. So where did he hide the night?
You gotta.
So it would drive me nuts. I, though, like to reach out when I see something and Away. But I can imagine how that feels.
So she tried to hide. She was 4 episodes in.
Wow.
And I was like, I thought you were like doing something important in the kitchen. No, she's just pretending to do things while she watches the shows.
Did you dive in as well?
I dove in. I caught up. I was jealous. I was like, fine. I got to watch this.
When she secretly watches it,
I thought it was really well done, as you said, but also realistic.
When she secretly watches, does she watch it on her phone to be extra sneaky?
I don't know what she's doing in the bathroom. I don't know how long these baths are. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The thing about a show like Away, I would have liked to share that. And it's bingeable. The reason Oscar binges so many shows is because Oscar is in totality nocturnal. So he will watch these things at 2:00 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I kind of did that last night with Away. And I think it's a pretty... Here's the thing about Netflix and the products they're offering. Every now and then, every third, fourth, fifth offering, they come out with something that's really feature film quality.
Yes.
And that's what I thought. Some of the CGI, some of the special effects in this Away, little over melodramatic, in my opinion. That would be my one knock on the show. But visually, pretty terrific. And I think those space movies are very difficult to do and do well. And they did it. They did it well, as far as it's a great escape.
Did you get through the whole series?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Absolutely.
Is it self-contained or will
it's
continue?
It's a self-contained series, you know.
Okay.
What do you call that? Is it a mini series?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite country or astronaut?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I like Misha. I like the Russian.
Yeah, the Russian guy.
Yeah, the blind Russian.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Spoiler alert.
What are you doing? Come on.
Sorry
now.
About that.
I'm a China guy, Mike.
Oh, yeah. She's nice too. Well, not her, but her friend. All right, we're giving away too much.
Your friend.
May. Let May come back to Mission Control.
Back to Mission Control. God damn it.
Hell of a month. So that's Bill and Ted and Away. You got two recos there.
There you
Enjoy,
go.
Folks. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. It's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag.
Billy.
Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can, but what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Yes. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. And as if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com UPSFedEx.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%. And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first-class stamp. That is a wow factor. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners get a special offer. Do you think sometimes the client hears this when they send these ads to the client?
They love the personality.
Yes.
Who's doing that? Who's doing that Stamps.com commercial?
Crazy. Why don't you try that, Maddie?
Nope, not today.
I love the ramp up to it.
She tried. Well, she had a mask on.
That was too funny. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends.
News.
News. Tiger King star Carol Baskin made her debut last night on Dancing with the Stars. This is a fascinating story. She seemed to enjoy herself. One thing she probably didn't enjoy is that the family of her presumably dead husband, Don Lewis, ran an ad during the show offering a $100,000 reward for information on his disappearance in 1997.
Did you see the ad?
I watched the ad. I saw the ad.
Horrible.
The commercial star, it was terrible.
I mean, really, it was like showing during daytime courtroom drama quality commercial. It was horrible.
Do you have the commercial?
I do, as a matter of fact. All right,
the commercial starred Don's three daughters, a former employee, and an attorney who went straight for the jugular, an attorney that decided that, you know, the recording quality isn't all that important. But we'll play the ad, and right. We'll let you decide.
Here's the Don Lewis ad, Mike.
Right.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family, and to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice.
Do you know who did this
or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
Way to go. Yeah. You spend that money, and you have Charlie do the audio for you.
Yeah, that was on ABC.
Douche idiot.
The national feed of the American Broadcasting Company.
People are
Charlie,
such
are we rolling?
Yeah, I got the condenser mic from my reel-to-reel.
Anyway, so I don't think that's going to work. Anyway, on the first Sunday of the NFL season, several coaches, I think one of our own too, they were seen either not wearing masks or not wearing them properly, and the league is not going to stand for that. Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent issued a memo yesterday saying, quote, "Protocol requires all individuals with bench area access, including coaches and members of the club medical staff, to wear face coverings at all times. Failure to adhere to this requirement will result in accountability measures being imposed against offending individuals or other clubs." There's no word on what those accountability measures are going to be. But Ron Rivera, man, you wear it over your nose, especially if you've been treated for the big casino. Mm. This is for your own protection. I hate that. I mean, really, it's not hard to do.
I had an under-the-nose encounter yesterday.
Walk around like this.
Yeah. Linus had his teeth cleaned, so I had to pick him up at the vet's. And they had plexiglass around the entire desk where you paid and everything. But the lady masked under her nose the whole time, like this.
It's absurd.
You know what? I thought about bringing it up, but it's like, why even
pick
that scab?
Because you're the client, and you should be like, hey, mask up. Like I think so.
Wear your nose. Please wear your nose. And
I'll tell you, and Rob, yeah. And I don't think people that the, I don't think they do it on purpose. I think it's different for people to wearing a mask. It's not something we're all used to yet.
Yeah,
but I think they know what they're doing.
I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
The gentleman, there's a guy from a security company at you know, those little fob places, ADT, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You get in, whatever that fob place is. Data watch. Thank you.
Right.
Data watch.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So they're at the new building, and the security lady is like, you could tell that she was scared, the security officer, of like just telling this guy to put the mask all the way up. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the lobby and I'm waiting for somebody to come in. And I was like, sir, do you mind? This is a mask building. Do you mind pulling your mask up? Just saying that. He's like, oh, I didn't realize. I'm sorry. It slid down his nose. He pulled it right back up and it was bummed the whole
story.
Time.
End of story. See, that's good. Are you going to take a chance? Done. Somebody's going to be a douche, and but then, if they've got the mask on to start with, they're probably going to pull it up.
And the lady behind us was like, thank you, honey. And that's all she needed because you could tell that she was nervous.
Way to go,
right?
Oscar.
That was it.
That's good. Good job. I appreciate it.
I should have done that.
After a century of trying to keep you awake, now Pepsi wants to put you to sleep. Pepsi just announced a new product called Driftwell. Wouldn't that be great? Hey,
oh,
hey Pepsi,
man, I'd love
hire
to
me for
well.
The voiceover. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara for Driftwell, which is a relaxation drink that's supposed to help you de-stress and go to sleep. Basically, it's non-carbonated water in a can with a little bit of blackberry and lavender and some vitamins. It's set to go on sale in December, which is fantastic. But
doesn't Driftwell sound like a marital aid?
Driftwell.
It sounds like a place in Ocean City. I'm staying at the Driftwell.
Use furniture.
For Driftwell. No, they're trying to get into that. Yeah, bring you up, bring you down. We're all basically these soft drink companies just trying to turn us all into Elvis.
Well, Mike, you did. You had that's a great product years ago that was like that. Was Tylenol PMBM?
What?
Yeah, that's right. It didn't catch on. But Tylenol PMBM was, I didn't have all the science behind it, but I said, listen, they make sleeping pills and laxatives. Why not have a product that you can eat?
We had a commercial for it, Oscar.
Tylenol PMBM. Drift off to sleep easily and wake up and have a nice BM in the morning.
That's right. A nice BM.
A nice BM. Thank you.
What the hell?
Early tapings. It's already been a huge week for bad wine. Not with Tylenol PMBM.
No, that's a nice
feel great.
First, Franzia debuted the backpack. We had that with the wine in the box in the back. Now Taco Bell is getting into the game. Taco Bell Canada just debuted the brand's first custom wine called Jalapeno Noir. They say it has notes of wild strawberry, cherry, and beetroot, and it pairs well with their new toasted cheesy chalupa.
Ugh.
You know, you'll have a PMBM if you do that.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure that a Taco Bell cries for wine. Maybe beer. Maybe a cheap beer.
Well, they've been selling bottles on the Taco Bell Canada website for $25. It's not cheap. That's about 19 American. But it doesn't sound like they're planning to sell them in the U.S. anytime soon. If you want a bottle, get ready to drop lots of dollars on eBay. Yeah, pay more for it, idiots. Go ahead. Not like Tylenol PMBM. There's a new Reese's peanut butter cup coming that's stuffed with pieces of potato chips. Thank you. Just giving them all to you.
I'll try that one. I'll try that, Mike.
I know you will.
And it will result in a lovely BM.
That's right. After you have a good night's sleep. And now a little something. There's a 19-year-old guy. He is in Shikoku, Japan, and apparently he has a thing for stealing women's underwear. So a few weeks ago, he saw a thong hanging on the balcony of a ground floor apartment to dry, and he snatched it and ran. But what he didn't realize is that it was actually a 38-year-old man's thong. The cops were able to identify the guy from security footage. He was arrested for theft. They also broke the news to him that it was a man's thong he'd been stealing. That's what he did. And he told them, quote, no way it was for a man, but it was. It really was. If you have any questions about this story, send it to ponyboy at mikeomarashow.com.
No, it couldn't be me because I can't go there. I have an alibi.
I just said you'd know about it. You'd know about fetishes.
You're accusing me.
No, I know. Boy.
You're overmodulating today.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you, Pony. Appreciate you weighing in every day with a new level. Always fun.
And we just tested it before the show.
I know.
That's it. We got to take a break, and we'll come back with more of the Michael Mara Show. Come on, pony. God damn it.
That's right there, boy.
Hold it. You mean that 2020 is going to be bad for pony?
I think it's a great idea. I'm sorry.
The f***ing Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what? It was a cluster f- and nobody's happy.
So it was okay, like yes. The pony pyramid?
And ladies, pony is single.
That's right. If you have a technical issue regarding the podcast or your bonus show account, he is the droid you're looking for. Just email ponyboy at mikeomarashow.com.
It's pony time! Get up!
Is it over?
It's over.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. It's history in the making. The rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage currently sits at the lowest level in at least 50 years. Has it gone down again?
Yes. Still way under 3.
Oh, man. But beware. Starting this fall, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will enact a refinance fee that adds a half a point to all refinances. You have to act now. Oh, by the way, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, thank you. Sorry. Right? Come on. You have to act now to take advantage of these historic rates before this happens. Cornerstone First Financial is the company I recommend. As a mortgage broker and a lender, they have the ability to meet or beat any deal, so you can allow them to do the shopping for you. Interest rates have fallen again, still below 3%, so you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone. Here's his number, 202-625-1221. Or online at cornerstonefirst.com. This refinance fee is imminent, and the low rates are temporary. So do yourself a favor and call the loan professionals at Cornerstone First Financial right now. Really, this is the kind of thing. I know this from experience. I've been on this planet a long time.
Yes.
If you procrastinate on this on a day like today when you're hearing this and you've been thinking about it, they are going to up it. It's not going to be practically money for very long. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Let's open up the audio vault today. Rob Spiewak, take it away, my friend.
Don't procrastinate, Mike. Procrastinate tomorrow. Act now.
Amen.
Okay. Paul Rudd, I think, is very funny. I think he's always been funny. And he's older now because he's been around for a long time. You know, he was in Clueless, and that's, what, 20 years ago, right, mm-hmm. Oscar? So Paul Rudd did this PSA that talk about how cool and youthful he is.
Yo, what up, dogs? Paul Rudd here, actor and certified young person. A few days ago, I was talking on the iPhone with my homie, Governor Cuomo, and he's just going off about how us millennials need to wear masks because, get this, apparently a lot of COVID is transmitted by us millennials. So Cuomo's asked me, he's like, Paul, you gotta help. What are you, like 26? And I didn't correct him. So fam, let's real talk. Masks? They're totally beast. So slide that into your DMs and twitch it. Yes, queens like ourselves. We want to go to bars. We want to drink, hook up, do our TikToks. I get it. Yo, listen, hype beasts. Masks protect you and your dank squad. Because caring about other people is the new not caring about other people. Please, it's not hard. People are dying. Hundreds of thousands of people are dying, and it's preventable. It's preventable. Just wear a mask. I shouldn't have to make it fun. It's science.
He's 51 years old. And Clueless was 25 cool. years ago, so that's
and
great.
And always has been funny. Always.
Yes.
Very cool.
Very funny great, man. Great talk show guest, too. Jeopardy came back with new episodes last night. I was pleased to see Alex looking good. Alex looks
great.
Good.
That's
but
great.
They've also spread out the podiums. There's no studio audience, and there's other differences at play on the set of Jeopardy. They're the first quiz show to return after the pandemic.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. As Jeopardy begins its 37th season of original quiz programming, with a few changes having been made to adjust for COVID-19. The most obvious, of course, you can see right now, we have separated our lecterns so to provide a little extra distancing, social distancing between the players. We have done the same thing for our staff and crew. We're trying to provide as safe an environment as possible as we produce these new programs for your enjoyment.
Wow, they also have Johnny Jeopardy. Gilbert hermetically sealed, which was
he's actually in a yoga ball. With a straw.
Okay. You know, one of the hardest things about this virtual school school on the Zoom is that they have to take attendance, and it's hard to take attendance when you're not all in the same room. So they're making people sign in. This was caught yesterday, and it was on TikTok. A girl had a great excuse for being late to class.
Make sure your video's on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so you said you're walking your chicken?
Yes, ma'am.
And she holds up the chicken.
A real chicken?
A real chicken. Yeah, so I guess awesome. I guess that's excused.
Yeah, I'm getting pressure on the home front. We'll talk about that tomorrow regarding this virtual. They're, yeah, one of the mommies in town sent the kids back to school. Yes.
Okay.
Guess who wants to do that? Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's just me. I'm the only one.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. All right. Thank you.
Did you see? It was a week or so.
Maybe that's her Dateline plan. He just wanted to go back to school.
All he wanted was an education.
I made sure to ask him to really hug his dad.
We're a family that kisses. What she said. Did you see a couple weeks ago when the young girl, I think she's like 10, challenged Dave Grohl to a drum off? And yep, she posted and she drummed Everlong by the Foo Fighters. And Dave Grohl did an answer video. And then he admitted she outdrummed him. And as a reward, Dave Grohl, he is so cool. This girl is called Nandy.
Nice man.
Nandy Bushell. And he wrote a song for her. It's his daughter singing back up.
Nandy! 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 Nandy!
Number one supergirl.
Like a superhero.
Yes!
So
that's
cool.
That's a superhero theme. You know what, Dave Grohl? Dave Grohl's career will be marked by one thing. Great music, of course, but
of course.
Kindness more than anything else. A kind, good-hearted guy.
An adult's life.
Yeah. Just
oh, my God,
happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
And also, remember, he canceled a tour to come back and play when Letterman returned from his heart attack. I always thought that was a really, really cool move on his part.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Played a show with a broken leg, remember? Compound Fracture, came back and did it. So anyway, all hail Dave Grohl. And let's close with this. Mike, I don't know. You're not a big Black Friday guy. You don't shop the day after Thanksgiving, right?
No, I stay in my house and recover from what is usually a rather significant hangover.
Well, different stores have different plans for Black Friday this year.
Home Depot recently announced that they will not offer Black Friday sales due to the coronavirus pandemic and will instead offer discounts from November to December, while Kmart announced that everything's going to be free and the first 500 customers also get a switchblade.
I'll see you there. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another brand new program tomorrow. Don't forget, our fruitcake futures are still for sale. Get yourself a fruitcake today and make the holidays special. They are the best. They are delicious. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com and you can see the banner right there. Click and get your fruitcake today. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, I don't get the rain, they ain't cold, but
hey, okay.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
The best is yet to come!